and as a result, her mum. To leave you with a girl in the Bible called Lydia. You'll find her in Acts chapter 16. And it's a very similar circumstance to Joanna, because we find the Apostle Paul, and Paul has a vision. And in those days, that's how the Lord would often speak to people. A vision appeared unto Paul at night time and said, come over unto Macedonia and help us. In Acts chapter 16, you'll find that in verse 10. And after we had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathered that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. This is the first time, incidentally, the gospel has come into Europe. So we must be thankful for this portion of Scripture, the gospel in Poland and Northern Ireland and right across Europe. This is the first instance, I believe, the gospel has came into Europe. And then in verse 11 and 12, it tells what happens, and he comes across, not knowing anybody. He's walking around the Sabbath day. And verse 13 says, on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And verse 14 is the verse I want to leave with you. A certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. We find, first of all, a group of women, and in respect, they are religious people that come together to worship the Lord. But yet we find one who knew not Christ as Savior. In fact, probably none of them did. And Paul is a preacher of the gospel. He finds people there to worship God. He introduces himself, and they said, please speak unto us the unsearchable riches of Christ. So Paul begins to speak. And then the Bible, instead of focusing on a group of women, it just focuses on one individual person. And that's how the Lord works. He doesn't often save multitudes of people. The Spirit of God works and stops at individual people. And here we find it stopping with Lydia. And that's her name. Verse 14, a certain woman named Lydia, her occupation was a seller of purple. She had a good job, a good occupation, and a good income. But right now, her focus goes away from that, and she is convinced by Paul's message. Because the Bible says in verse 14, city of Thyatira, which worship God, heard us. As Paul is speaking, telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ, why he came into the world, to die on the cross, to save you. We notice here that Lydia is convinced by Paul's message, because the Bible says she heard us. And I wonder tonight, man or woman or young person in the meeting, if you've been listening to Joanna's testimony, I wonder if you had instant to relate to your own life, and wonder, was there ever a time in your life whenever you also thought about the things of God? Someone has spoken to you from the Bible, through the hymn singing, through going to church, whatever reason. Has there ever been a time when you have heard someone speaking to you of the Lord Jesus Christ? Lydia heard what Paul said. The problem is many people hear, because on one ear and out the other, and that's the end of it. But I pray tonight in the final moments of this meeting that won't be the case. Because not only was Lydia convinced by Paul's message, she was convicted by the Spirit of God. Because notice, the which worship God heard us, whose heart the Lord opened. She was convicted, and the Spirit of God worked on Lydia's heart, was knocking at Lydia's door and say, Lydia, I know you have come to worship me, but you don't know me as Savior. And the Spirit of God worked on Lydia's heart, constrained her to come and put her faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight you've heard Joanna giving her testimony, but I wonder tonight, as the Spirit of God, has the Lord been speaking to your heart? Have you been troubled in your soul and realized tonight you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior? It's one thing, it's good to be convinced. But my friend, tonight, if you are convicted, if the Spirit of God is working in your heart, the Bible warns us that it will not always spoke. My spirit shall not always strive with man. If it's striving with you tonight, if it's working in your heart, please don't leave those doors tonight without getting right with God. Lydia was wise. She was convinced by Paul's preaching. She was convicted because the Lord opened her heart. But then what did she do? We have a responsibility. My friend, that day Lydia was converted. It was a Sabbath day. Do you know why I know she was converted? Because it said, whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Paul preached Christ. He persuaded them to come and have your sin dealt with. The Bible says, all have sinned that come short of the glory of God. All of us. Therefore, we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. The Bible says the Lord Jesus many times says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Draw near to God. The Lord Jesus invites us to draw and to come. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of your works. Your works can do absolutely nothing for you. Will you come by faith? Jesus said you must be born again. First of all, born into your family, into the home of your mother. But we must be born, secondly, into the home and family of God. Lydia was convinced, Lydia was convicted, and Lydia was converted. Tonight, through Joanna's testimony, through the life of Lydia, are you convinced that the gospel is true? Are you convinced that you know you need to be saved? My friend, tonight, are you convinced? Are you convicted? Are you convicted tonight that you're a sinner before God? The Lord Jesus died on the cross and shed His precious blood to wash away your sin. That's good. But my friend, it's not enough to be convinced and be convicted. You must be converted. I can't convert you. I would love to be able to do that, but that's impossible. That's the work of God, but you must come. Will you come tonight just as you are? Little hymn says, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Tonight, my friend, will you come? The Lord Jesus can work in the heart of Joanna in Poland. Is anything too hard for Him? Tonight, can He not save you in Korea? He works in China and America and Africa. In this country where the gospel is so faithfully preached for many, many years. Please don't walk on out the door. But if you're convicted like Lydia tonight and convinced, I pray tonight you'll come. That's why we're here, your servants, for Christ's sake. Why not speak to us? We'll be too glad to open the Word of God and show you tonight how you can be saved. Don't leave the meeting without getting right with God. I would like to sing that hymn, 208 for me. I bids me.